The very first. Origins of famous phrases and customs and the fascinating stories behind them. Today's episode, A Tinker's Dam. When something was regarded as too insignificant to merit our attention, generations of English-speaking people would state, I don't give a tinker's dam about it. Today, we use another phrase entirely, one we try not to use in front of the kids. In today's disposable society, when something breaks, we usually toss it out and upgrade to the latest model of the product. But our parents and grandparents had the quaint idea of repairing household items. Rewind a generation or two and you find just about everything being repaired. Stoves, refrigerators, even pots and pans. Now, the guy who fixed all those things was called a tinker, possibly because of the tinking sounds he made as he worked. Since the reimbursement for repairs was quite low, the tinker was generally an itinerant working person, sometimes little more than a vagrant, ranking rather low on the social register. Tinkers also had a reputation of cursing, especially when they banged their finger with a hammer. So when someone who lacks expertise is struggling with repairs, he is said to be tinkering with something. And when you consider an object to be worthless, then you don't give a tinker's damn about it. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.